Now let's try, see what we get.
Spread out too much. But he was extremely intelligent, well read, knew
All right.
Uh-huh.
And I'll leave you. If you have any problems, just come. Okay. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the influence of your development? Well, Paul has enormous vitality. I mean, his whole style was energy, curiosity, appetite. Everything interested him, which is one of the reasons I think he didn't express and dwell on all his particular talents, that he was spread out too much. but he was extremely intelligent, well read, knew literature, politics, the fighting world, was a husband, father, very complex, drank like a fish, was a real narcissist, very handsome, very giving, very humorous.
What do you feel you got from it?
Cubism. I think he was a competent minor satellite of the American Cubists, and I think they were all awesome. But he really understood the origins of Cubism, and not late Picasso Bras, but the early, I mean, the 1910 period. And,
well, what sort of thing would he say, for example? I mean,
he would never teach or give out with any dogmatic perceptions, but just in dwelling on something would reflect his own praise of it and pull the feeling out of you, which I think is what great teaching is, that only when I teach myself at certain carefully chosen moments will I emphatically say, and usually as a rhetorical device, I know this is better than that, or this so-and-so that seems to have shapes and stripes is phony, and that so-and-so with shapes and stripes is a beautiful picture. But generally, you don't do that.
So what were the qualities of painting that you liked and that you learned from Michael?
Well, as I said before, by the time I graduated, I really understood how to paint a cubist picture. And by that, I mean, if you push me further, I don't mean that I could paint something that had split up planes, but I understood far beyond that about something black can be up close or can be miles away and the same size and the same density. A line can do this here and can do that there, and maybe the line could be taken away altogether. What do you do with corners of pictures?
What do you do?
Well, over the years I've done different things at different times with corners. Either using them or ignoring them or pretending they're not corners or feeling very grateful that there are four corners. Or painting as if the corners were miles beyond my reach or vision, and that they were only centers and peripheries. At other times, feeling I want edges and limits defined, and you can play with the filled or void center.
What were you painting at this?
Well, I was a student and learning, and I painted still life.